What if I told you that everything you've heard about habits is wrong? That 21 days to a new you is not a magic number, and the real answer is both more complex and more empowering. I'm your host, Dr. Christiane Schreuter, and I would like to welcome you to the Happy Healthy Hustle podcast, the show where we explore the science and strategies behind living your best life. Today, we're diving into a question I know you've wondered about. How long does it really take to form a habit? Spoiler alert, it is not 21 days. It's not even a magic number at all. So stick around because we're going to bust some myth, unpack research, and I'm going to share five actionable steps to build habits that actually stick. So let's start with a myth we've all heard about. It takes 21 days to form a habit. This idea comes from Dr. Maxwell Maltz, who wrote the book Psycho-Cybernetics in 1960. Dr. Maltz noticed that his plastic surgery patients needed about 3 weeks, so 21 days, to adjust their new appearance, and he mentioned this observation in his book. Somehow, over time, this became a rule that was applied to habit formation. But here's the thing, science actually doesn't back this up. In fact, researchers from the University College London found that the average time to form a habit is closer to 66 days, so about three times longer than the myth suggested. And get this, the actual time to form a habit really depends on the complexity of the habit. So simple habits like drinking a glass of water after waking up might take only about 18 days. But more challenging ones like running 3 miles every morning or meditating for 30 minutes per day can take about 200 days until they feel automatic. So let me ask you this. Have you ever tried to form a habit and felt frustrated when it didn't click after a few weeks? Yeah, that's because habit formation is not about hitting a magic number. It's about consistency and repetition. So let's break this down a little bit more by looking at what's happening in your brain during this process of habit formation. Habits form through something called context-dependent repetition. Essentially, your brain rewires itself to link a specific action to a trigger. That trigger could be a time of a day, like waking up. It could be an environmental cue, like seeing your workout clothes on the floor, or even an emotional state like boredom or stress. Once that connection is made and reinforced through repetition, the behavior comes automatic. So this is your brain's way of saving energy. It hands all the tasks to the basal ganglia, the part of your brain responsible for automatic behavior. So that's why habits feel so effortless once they are ingrained. According to Dr. Wendy Wood, author of Good Habits, Bad Habits, around 43% of our daily actions are actually habits, not conscious decisions. And that's nearly half of your life on autopilot. So now that I know what you're thinking, if habits are supposed to save me energy, why does it feel like so much work to create a habit? I totally get it. So that's because habits follow what Charles Duhigg calls the habit loop. This loop has three parts. There is a cue, a routine, and a reward. For instance, according to research, this cue is a trigger that starts the habit. For example, hearing your morning alarm might cue your workout, or seeing your toothbrush might cue your flossing routine. That's the first part of that habit loop. Secondly, there is the routine. This is the action itself, whether it's going for a run, drinking water, or practicing gratitude. Thirdly, the habit loop consists of the reward. And this is pretty much the payoff after your brain gets for completing the habit. It could be the rush of endorphins after exercise, or the satisfaction of a clean kitchen after tidying your house. So we have these three different parts of the habit loop. And if a habit is not sticking, one of those three elements might be missing or might be weak. So maybe your cue is not clear enough, or the reward is not satisfying enough to reinforce the behavior. So you need to pay attention to the full loop and tweak each element as needed for it to be successful. So now before we dive into the five steps to build a habit that lasts, I want to take a moment to talk about something really, really exciting and that will actually help you to form good habits as well. So in my book, How to Master Your Goals, I basically go through and I share my strategy that help you set your goals that actually matter and create habits that stick. So I'll kind of walk you through how to design systems that work for your personality, how to overcome setbacks, and how to stay motivated even when life gets super messy. So one thing I've learned, and you're going to see this throughout the book, is that big goals are not achieved in one dramatic leap. They're achieved through small, consistent actions that align with a bigger picture. And that's why habits are such a huge part of the process. I call those small habits petite practices, and I'm happy to share some of those results with you too. So if you've ever felt stuck, overwhelmed, or like you're spinning your wheels, this book will change the way you're thinking about success. And it's available on Amazon. So check the show notes to grab your book, and I would be happy to answer any questions you might have about it. So, all right, let's get super practical. How do you build habits that stick? So here are five science-backed steps to make this happen. First, you have to start small. So BJ Fogg, the author of Tiny Habits, suggests starting with micro habits. Instead of saying, I will meditate for 20 minutes, start with just one deep breath. Why? Because small wins build momentum. It's less about what you do. It's more about proving to yourself that you can show up consistently. Secondly, you have to anchor your habit. So you need to attach your new habit to an existing one. For example, if you already brush your teeth every morning, use that as the cue to practice gratitude or stretch for 30 seconds. If you stack those habits onto something you're already doing, it makes it much easier to remember and repeat. Third, you need to make it super obvious. So James Clear in his Atomic Habits book really emphasizes the power of visual cues. If you want to read more, then, for instance, you could leave a book on your pillow. If you want to drink more water, keep a glass on your desk. When your environment supports your habits, you don't have to rely on willpower because it is already there waiting for you. Now what you do is open that book or get that glass of water. Fourth, celebrate small wins. Yeah, this is like totally important. Don't ever underestimate the power of celebration. It might feel kind of silly to fist pump after flossing, but it actually does work. Dopamine, the reward chemical, reinforces the behavior and makes you want to do it again. So just give yourself a high five in the mirror. Fifth, track your progress. And this is so important. I actually, when you buy my book, you get access to a habit tracker. And the habit tracker, you can see your success streak. Seeing those little check marks builds actually a sense of accomplishment, and it motivates you to keep the momentum going. Plus, it's kind of a great way to stay accountable. So here's my final piece of advice. You have to be patient with yourself. Research from the European Journal of Science Psychology shows that missing a day or even two, it does not derail your progress. The key is just to get back on track as soon as possible. So remember, consistency beats perfection every single time. And as you think about the habits that you want to build, start small, stay consistent, and trust the process. And if you're ready to take your goals to the next level, make sure to check out my book, How to Master Your Goals. It's your step-to-step guide to turning big dreams into achievable plans and all while building the habits that support them. So the link is in the show notes down there, and I would be happy to answer any questions. So thanks for tuning into the Happy Healthy Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Christiane Schröter. If you found today's episode helpful, share it with a friend, leave a review, and of course, remember, the key to creating habits is not a magic number. It's showing up for yourself day after day. Until the next time, keep building the life you want, one habit at a time.